in elementary school, the teachers recognized that I had a gift for music. The only thing they offered was choral music. And then I moved forward to the seventh grade, junior high school. That was back in the day when they had junior high schools. And academically, I excelled in elementary school, so that entitled me to be placed in a class, an instrumental music class. And I never, ever saw myself playing a classical instrument. I used to hang out on the streets, and I did Motown. And I wanted to be not Gladys Knight, I wanted to be one of her other singers, because I thought they had the coolest moves. So in the summertime, we would all stand outside under the streetlight, and we would do bop to Motown. So anyway, make a long story short, I get into my first day at this school. I had the choice of choosing whether I wanted to do instrumental strings or instrumental winds. And there was a young girl that she and I from elementary school were very, very competitive musically. And so the teacher goes to her first, and her name was, I have to try and track this woman down, by the way. Her name is Margie McKinley, and thank her for my life that she allowed me to have. But he approached Margie and he said to her, do you want to do winds or do you want to do strings? And she said she wanted to do strings. And he said to me, Miss Montgomery, what do you want to do? Well, I want to do strings. And then he approached me after we're divided up into the strings and winds. He asked Margie, well, what instrument did she want to play? And she said, viola. I never heard of that, but I was going to play it. When he approached me, he says, what do you want to play? And I said, I want to play viola. And I wanted to beat Margie so much at this instrument that I never heard of, I would take the instrument home every single day. And I would practice and scrub away and scrub away. And finally, one day, my grandmother said to me, if you like this instrument so much, this is where you're going to practice. And she pointed to the bathroom. And that was my practice room. And I love the acoustics of playing in the bathroom. It's like people get in the shower and they sing. And so moving forward, after about 3 or 4 months, my music teacher recognized that I was very gifted on the instrument. And he said to me, Betty, I want you to get up this Saturday and I want you to go hear this youth orchestra. And this girl, her name is Janice, she was a ninth grader, will pick you up and you will be ready at 7 o'clock in the morning. Well, I looked at this man and I had no frame of reference of how to deal with men because they were non-existent in my life. I came from a family of strong women. And so being the outspoken little girl that I was, I looked at this man and said to him, look, I'm not getting up on a Saturday at 7 o'clock in the morning for anybody. And he took his, and I say gnarly because that's what his fingers, they were. And he put his finger in my face and he shook it and he said to me, you're going to get up and you're going to be ready. And in my little 12-year-old mind, I said to myself, oh, he's really strong. I need to listen to him. Mm-hmm. And to make a long story short, I was ready. And it took about an hour, almost an hour and a half, to get to this school. And my girlfriend goes up on the stage with the other young people, and they were grades 7 through 9. So they were all junior high school kids, ranging in an age about 12 to 14. And so I was sitting in the auditorium just listening to them play, and this little short woman comes on stage, and she gets up on the podium, everybody gets quiet, and she gives this downbeat. And these kids start to play music. I just couldn't even wrap my head around it. And I remember I was just sitting there crying, and I didn't know why I was crying, but I knew at that point music would be always a part of my life. But I never knew that this instrument would take me out of an environment that if I didn't have it, there was no way that I was going to be able to escape that neighborhood, because the neighborhood I grew up in was very, very, a very, very bad neighborhood. I mean, there were just no opportunities of escape, and there were no people in the community to open up the doors so that you could escape. So this instrument allowed me to do that.